Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace and peace to you. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We arrive at the middle of the month of June, and we are entering the latter half of the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, which this is a long journey through a long book, and I'm trying to just take my time and enjoy the journey. And one of my favorite moments is happening now in this study, which is where we go through the Pauline sermon of Acts 13 in Antioch, in which he takes you left to right through the story of Israel. He starts with the people of Israel being exalted when they dwell as strangers in the land of Egypt. And he takes us from that moment in through Christ and the resurrection. And that's where we arrive. In verse 31, he was seen for many days by those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses to the people. This was not Paul, by the way. He wasn't an eyewitness. So he's referencing people like Peter, James, John, the disciples, and several hundred others who saw Jesus post-resurrection but pre-ascension. And we declare to you glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. I like how in 32, there's an insinuation there that he's part of those who saw Jesus. We know he didn't see him in the gospel account, but I think Paul always considered himself as one who saw the resurrected Jesus, because what he saw on the road to Damascus was not just some mist or smoky vision. He believed he'd really seen Jesus. This is why I've said many times, and I think we'll continue to say, if you had told the early church there'll be just a second appearing of Jesus, they would have said, well, we've already seen that many. I mean, I think Paul very firmly believed he saw Jesus. He would even call himself an apostle as one born out of due time, in that he had seen Christ, but not at the same time the others had. So he's declaring glad tidings. I love that description of the gospel in verse 32. Glad tidings, that promise which was made to the fathers. God has fulfilled this for us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus. Before we read the last sentence of the 33rd verse, there's a period there after the word Jesus, and it's worth saying that Paul saw the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus as being a fulfillment to the promises made to the fathers of Israel, that God had came through, that, you know, he said through Abraham would all the families of the earth be blessed. How was that going to happen? I think to the Jewish mind, it was going to happen through them being a success, but through Paul's message, it was happening through Jesus. It wasn't to happen through the people. It was to happen through Christ. So while some people might say, well, you know, God's going to bless the world. If we'll bless the Jews, God will bless the world through the Jews, or God will bless the world through us because we bless the Jews. And that develops some sort of geopolitical connection to Israel. But I don't think that was Paul's idea. I think that Paul's idea is not about the world being blessed through Israel, but that the world being blessed through the resurrected Christ, that Jesus is resurrected, and therefore, because Jesus has been resurrected, the whole world is blessed because of Israel, indirectly, in that Christ was from Israel. So I guess I'm saying that because I know there's a large contingency within the faith who feel like we should always be pro-Israel, and I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm no more pro-Israel than I am pro-France or pro-Italy or whatever, because we're not blessed because of them, we're blessed because of Jesus. It's Christ who is our root, not some nation on the other side of the planet. God fulfilled it in that he raised up Jesus. We'll get into Paul's quote from the second Psalm tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.